champion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I can't believe this is Tierra Marie.
Why?
Why not?
She's half the size.
She was a teenager.
She looked the same. She looked just as cute. Look at her. Look, see, she was skinny as fuck, though. I had no daddy around when I was growing up. What? That's why I'm wild. Now I don't give a... Y'all think... Don't let my cute face fool you. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood AfterBuzz TV After Show Roast.
That's what it is, y'all.
I mean, we can't sit here.
How amazing that Tierra wrote a song that is the biography for Princess's life.
Oh my gosh, and Brandy's in the video.
Really?
Brandy was in the video.
Shout out to Brandy.
So they've been connected for years.
Let this cute face fool you.
This look like Tierra's little sister, like cousin.
Tierra was a teenager. Give her a break. Good gracious.
And this is
but
after
her head's still big,
like,
so I could.
This is after Rockefeller's like, we love, bye.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
We got Rihanna, girl.
We and I'm fucking Rihanna. Beyonce now, so. You remember when Tierra Marie, Rihanna, and A. Marie did the Destiny's Child tribute, and they did, they did the whole
medley. I love that you said A. Marie, like... We still remember her.
I love
A.
Marie.
Was the two songs the shit.
A. Marie was
two
not
songs. What?
Yeah,
two
it
songs.
Was only two that I remember.
I had the album.
The album.
You did not.
The deluxe package.
And I also had the album that never got released, and that was only released over in Europe.
Don't
anyways, let me introduce my panel, y'all. That's how boring this damn motherfucking episode was. So you know we about to go in on everybody's lives. Courtney motherfucking Stewart.
That's me. Hello, hello.
Trinae motherfucking Todd.
Hey!
And if you ain't checked the motherfucking receipts, it's Stephon Amorphi Wallace.
That's fire!
What up? We get Stephon, what's
that's
going on?
That's why it's so hot in here.
Man.
I'm sweating.
And that's why I'm so
counting these checks,
you
know what I'm saying?
I'm feeling some type of way.
It's cold
here.
Outside. He be keeping the flame burning.
You know, I like to keep it hot.
Burn
yeah,
up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like burning up.
All right. Well,
so let's talk about Love & Hip Hop.
Let's talk about what ain't burning up and it is damn
ain't no
princess's heart.
Mm. Mm.
You know Ray J at the Korean barbecue karaoke bar where Willie performed last week.
Hey.
You know, Ray J was sitting there having a drink, surrounded by, just living his life, surrounded by all this pussy.
Living my life. I ain't even getting none. What you talking about? Not once a month no more, not twice a month no more. I ain't got none.
I was a 90% cheater. Now I'm only a 5% cheater.
But see, y'all don't want to commend him for that. I feel like that's, you should get a commendation.
Why?
Man. First off, he's Ray
J. Stephon, he's a damn lie. He had an apartment. You don't have an apartment to jerk off, but you have a bedroom.
He had an apartment for festivities, after parties.
Yes, cheating.
But he wasn't cheating.
What was he doing?
Looking at titties and playing with other booties is cheating.
Well, you
that's
can go to
not
a,
cheating.
You can
it
go to a strip club.
We got
to
define
cheating.
It's cheating
if your girlfriend don't know you doing it and don't appreciate it.
If your girlfriend
maybe
come in and okay start throwing
wine, they say
at
you
got
to know. Does she know the rules to you?
No,
there's rules
he didn't
to
tell,
Ray J,
but he didn't tell her the rules. His only rules was stay in the house.
She got to know the rules off
well,
top.
Bitch, you
it's
broke
Ray
the car house.
She broke the rules. She came out the damn house and found out he was a manhole all over town.
She saw finally, for the love of Ray J, just like the rest of us. She knew the rules. She knew who Ray J was.
But when he came and got her off that pole and promised her the world. He
was she on the pole too?
Yeah, she was on the pole.
No, Princess. No. Everybody else was a stripper. I don't think she was.
And she got a whole bunch of plastic surgery.
Tilt your
mic.
She got plastic surgery.
Tilt your mic.
I don't think her stuff still jiggles. What plastic surgery she got?
She got a lot of plastic surgery. So
girl, you act like you new here.
I'm brand new on the show. You know, I'm acting brand new, but no, she got a lot of plastic surgery, and I wonder if Ray funded it.
On what though? Mm. Just on the boobs.
There was a photo that came up on Instagram of her where she was looking skinny, worn out.
Tierra Marie.
So after they fuck with Ray J, they get all the
they blow up.
They get these big blow up boobies.
I ain't saying that. I'm just
looking
saying.
Looking like the Macy Day parade.
Princess was at Drake's house, so you know. I ain't saying that.
I'm just kidding. I think Tierra's beautiful.
I do too. I mean, you know,
she is cute,
especially that former version of herself.
She was 17. Yeah, Stephon. She's like 32, 34. How old is she now? 35. Something about that.
I think she tried to with the lipo. She tried to suck that. She tried to get the old Tierra out. Can I get the old tier out of me?
Wow.
Just let the new one live?
This look like a Paranormal Activity.
I do not support.
Toby, come out.
I do not support.
This house is clear.
If you think Tierra and it's okay by me.
Pull out her coochie.
Ain't about being thick. Ain't nobody said nothing about being thick.
She was thick.
She was a nice thickness, I think.
She was thick. She was toned still. Her legs were tight. She had on little poom-poom.
She's just trying to come for Miss Nikki, I think.
She was L.A. fat, though. She was L.A. fat before.
She got some big old boobies.
No, L.A. fat is a real thing.
That's a real thing.
I'm L.A. fat.
Huh?
I'm L.A. fat.
Me too. Bitch, I'll go home to Boston.
I'm fat as hell.
I'll go home to Boston. I'll feel like the most normal fucking person. Yes. Everyone's like, oh my God, you're so skinny. You're this, you're that. I come out here, I'm like,
they be like, you gonna eat
not
that?
Eating for weeks.
You gonna eat that? You gonna eat that too?
Working out 3 times a day.
I bought Cheetos and had to hide in my car.
He's nice. I go home to Florida. I look great, man. Second I don't know what y'all team. Doing.
Y'all
living wrong.
Ray J came out to say, you know, he ain't cheating no more. You know what
He's
I mean?
Stupid.
That thing is, like, I ain't even do none of that no more because my thing is I be on Pornhub, you know? Like, so I don't even
be
out here
I be
like
on
that.
Pornhub.
No, before you even go into him not cheating, they opened up on Ray J. He was talking to one of the strippers and he said, man, it's tough out here. I was like, what? When did it become a part of the stripper's job to be a psychologist? Yeah.
I know.
He's like in a therapist's chair. She's like, that's okay, baby. I'll make it easy for you.
Right.
It's that part-time stripper. It's that daytime stripping. You got to make that extra cash.
They're crazy girls again.
So tough.
Keep that therapy going.
The stripper's like, listen, I ain't graduate. I don't know.
You know, the thing is, Max, though, you've been, you know, 11 years strong with Lil B. Like, I got to represent that, you know? Like, dog, like, I totally, like, you know?
Listen, Max has been with Brandy for 11 years. If he got some inside information, E.F. Hutton, Max.
I feel like that's a specific situation, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really sure that what they worked out can be applied to everybody else because they seem like some very specific kind of people.
They seem. Because
Brandy
like
is a very specific.
She's tough.
She's tough.
She's tough to deal with on a regular basis.
And he figured it out.
And Max has figured it out. So Ray J's saying,
Max need to write a book.
Princess ain't tough.
Show me the way.
Princess is borderline special. She just wanted to get out the damn house. And he's mad about it.
Well, I did love that when Ray J met up with Princess.
It was very deep.
She did come out and say, you know, I haven't seen my dad after 10 years. I went and saw my family. And
I almost cried for her.
I understand that I use you to fill an empty void within me.
Daddy
and
issues.
I attach these disappointments because of my father.
And that's why I let you walk all over me.
I really enjoy that kind of like.
That's real. It was real.
Aha moment on these shows because, fine, show me the hot mastery. Let's laugh about it. You know what I mean? But like, let's have the conversation after. Like,
sure.
Why do you act that way? Why do you feel like, you know, this is the only route in which you can do. Why can you only date certain types of dick? Why can you only be certain types of jobs? So I'm just trying to figure out, you know what I mean? Because that's how I be trying to figure my life out. You know what I mean? When I date somebody horrible, I be looking at my life, be calling this bitch over here like,
how did that happen? I'd be like, Jesse, you need to go.
So she said it's deeper
man.
Than you, which is
myself a white man.
She said, don't you feel like, I want to say 85%, I know that's a gross exaggeration, 85% of these girls have daddy issues.
Who are these girls? The ones on the TV?
Yeah.
The reality TV stars.
What do you think? Is it black and white?
I didn't know.
I am black.
I was trying to give you an out because you said
yeah, you know them comments going to be like,
you know what I'm saying?
These girls?
We're just trying to be
sensitive. By these girls.
Like, you took a minute to clarify because I got a daddy, okay? My daddy's good.
Hence I'm talking about.
Hence why I don't have these issues. So I just want to make sure
he kept
clear.
You off the pole by being home.
Kept me off the pole and kept me away from hoes. So I'm good. But see? I understand.
But it's deeper when it's they don't have a daddy. They on the pole. They at Drake's house. They trying to fit. You know, they feel like that's where you get love. That's real.
That's true. No love.
That's true.
Well, except Miss Shonda, because Miss Shonda, she was on the pole, and she got her man, and she in her relationship.
Well... You know,
that's a
accident.
One in a five.
Yeah,
there's anomalies in everything. One out of five strippers make it to a home that's secure.
Every now and then, somebody hits the lottery. Like, what's the girl who was with Chad Ochocinco?
Evelyn.
Every now and then, you know, you hit the lottery. I think. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Fucked up situation.
Well, with Chad, yeah, but her situation ain't fucked up no more.
No, yeah, but I'm saying
like her situation in life.
She hits a lot.
She always comes out with
magically delicious.
Right.
It's just sucking dick over there. It's taking a whole damn pot of motherfucker like a charm. All right, we got a serious time. Brandy sat with her sister, Amber, and she has MS.
That's rough.
It is rough.
So young.
My father has MS, so I can relate to you, and my grandmother. So serious subject. You know, and it's a scary topic. It's not as... I mean, I don't know what her case is, but, you know, she's. I feel like she's going to be good, girl. If you have MS, I have MS. Not really.
No.
You heard grandma.
And if he's immunization.
Yeah, her grandma's like, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Her grandma's, but old people be the saying that all the time. They be like, honey, I have enough.
You don't put that on me.
I done lived through enough.
You done picked up all 30 of my prescriptions from CVS yesterday. I don't need another one.
I got the sugar, the blood pressure. I don't need that shit.
The sugar.
I don't need no more.
My grandma would be like, but she was voodoo like in it.
Pass out over there.
Well,
Brandy gonna get them immunized or immunate, whatever she said that didn't make any kind of sense at
no,
all.
No, you are immune.
We're all immune.
We're gonna get
immune. ED.
I was confused.
Past tense.
Was she saying we all gonna get medicine or we all gonna work? Like, I didn't understand.
But no, you know, but I felt it was more like the soul of Jesus gonna come.
Oh, so she
and,
was saying, I claim our healing.
You know what I mean?
Like, in Jesus' name. Like,
I mean, she didn't really say Jesus' name. I don't, you know, I don't know
we don't
that's
assume.
Who she,
that's true.
You know,
that's
looks true.
She in trouble then.
You know what I'm saying? But, but what I do support believe. Is that this is causing her to think differently, and it's you know, she said that they're going to join some walks. So
some walks, and they're going to make up their own.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do that.
I appreciate that. You know,
what I don't like, though, about all this?
What don't you like?
I just got to jump in and, you know, play devil's advocate.
Advocate.
Whatever that buzzing is, that was me.
That would be the AC because you set it on fire.
On fire.
More fire.
I don't like that they look to Brandy as the fixer. So now you see Brandy.
It's a Virgo thing, though.
But it's a lot of pressure on somebody who
family,
I don't even know what Brandy's job is
that's
necessarily.
Family,
I know, but family wrongfully, especially in African-American households, put it on that one child to pull everybody through all the shit that's going on.
She the money card.
I know she the money card, but damn. She got to be the fixer. You got to heal MS. You got to, you know, get us out the projects. You got to,
well,
you can't do all that stuff.
But when you grown, if you take it on, it's on you. It ain't on your family no more.
Can she take it on?
And really, it ain't her taking it on. It's Max. It's Max money.
He's taking it.
Yeah, but she
no,
be
it is their money.
Their
they
money,
are married.
11 years.
They are married and
their
have
money.
A child. That is their
right,
money.
Right, you would not have sat here
no,
and told that
it.
Girl right here.
No, you
I would have told her nothing.
And she got a weave line. Stop playing.
The weave line is what's going to save
I was more like, disappointed in the fact that Mona decided to use like a Zoloft commercial music for the background to this theme.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was like that. Have you have depression? Well, you should try.
Do you go to bed at night and wake up in the morning?
It was that was like, I was like sitting here. I feel like Maury was about to come on after, like, you know, or I was watching Hulu or something. All right, so Brandy and Max are at the beach and they're going
to
be stronger and realizes that love is more than rings.
Congratulations. They was in my favorite
more than
beach.
Rings.
Well,
I thought it was hilarious.
Rings
and
are material.
Y'all out there in the audience, I mean, all our viewers, let us know. Wasn't it funny that? That Max kept staring off into space while she was talking.
He always
was like,
staring off into space.
Cause she, you know,
yeah, baby. Uh-huh.
Don't act like you gonna do it.
I guess when you've been married 11 years, you can't even hear her anymore.
Wow.
She done said so much. Going out,
I mean,
blowing out the air.
You know?
He like, oh yeah.
It's like what Ray J told Princess. I love that you be talking and
you be cooking. And I love when we get in fights and you walk
and
away.
But then you always come back.
But then you always come back, girl.
If you would right. just stay in the
baby,
house.
Baby, come back. Speaking of coming back, Amber came back to Miles, y'all. So
she's
Miles,
like, that's my best friend. That's, my, best.
That's my best friend. That's my best friend. That's my best friend. That's my cousin. That's my cousin.
That's my best.
That's my cousin.
That's my cousin. And they was at the Beverly Hills Park.
Is that where they
damn
were?
Well. Yeah.
Knowing damn well, no one lives in Beverly Hills.
Not one of them.
Not one.
Trying to get seen.
They
no.
might live in Beverly Hills adjacent, which is right there.
But like. All the way adjacent.
First of all, right we like, know Amber lives in North Hollywood. So yes. if Miles is parked under a damn bridge in the Beverly Hills.
Well, maybe they were at Milan's house.
Milan live in North Hollywood, too.
Okay.
Don't everybody live in NoHo?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're just renting out this damn apartment building.
They just wanted to look like they were doing something. Like
love and hip-hop, the lofts. Miles, he's not talking to some of his family and tells Amber that he got in a fist fight
with his nephew.
His
little
that's
cousin,
Day-Day. He's like, you gay?
You got
the fuck? You a thang? Like,
took off on him.
Like, just...
I wish my cousin would punch me in the face and be like...
But it wasn't his cousin, it was his nephew, wasn't it?
It was his nephew.
Which
that even, some, like, that, there's a, even sometimes. If you're around the same age, you still have some sense of power structure that you're the uncle. How you punch your uncle?
Because my second cousins, they're not really my, they're like my uncles.
Yeah. You gonna punch him? You punch him in the face?
Come to the holiday party. See me, Steven. See me.
You know what that is? That's Miles' sister. At the house, talking shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he had the nerve to bring his gay ass up in here and cry.
You know what I'm saying?
He was crying.
You know she was talking shit at the house.
A fuck about
so
his
Miles
dad.
Just
I knew
showed
it.
Up.
And I knew. And it was the,
Miles just showed
mind.
Up
Let me
Sunday
just stop.
Dinner.
You know
Let
it, though.
Stop.
You know he was. She was talking shit at the house. Stop. And that made her nephew
She's
take off.
She's putting pieces together.
Oh, yeah.
God. I remember that one Thanksgiving.
Poor Miles.
We couldn't find Miles and Javon for 4 hours.
And
they
don't,
was,
and
they
don't,
was in your room.
And don't let it be that Miles was like, so we going to share a sleeping bag
and he
on the
said
sleepover.
They was playing duck hunt. No.
With the nephew.
That That's we had a Sega well. Genesis.
They had the nerve.
No
way. They had the nerve.
You was
to
not
take, you know, this
Nintendo.
Is what happened when they got in the fight. He was like, you gay? And they was out in the middle of the street, taking
yelling,
over the whole street from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m., beating
arguing.
His ass.
I, think,
just,
I don't know.
Talking
I think
about
it's,
what about
God? I think it goes deeper.
It goes deeper?
I think it was a sleeping bag sharing situation. Where the nephew was like, it was cool because I was just with my uncle.
But now
I don't feel like that was cool.
That's so sad.
Because Uncle
Miles.
Was.
No, and if this was, you know, if this is a real situation, poor Miles.
Poor Miles.
Because I feel you.
Well,
poor nephew. Nephew, if you out there and you confused because Miles did some, I don't like Miles. Poor nephew.
He always getting over on something.
What if Miles touched fondled nephew?
Whoa.
Now you're turning Miles into a monster.
Now Miles is like,
Miles went straight to the church and became a youth pastor. Y'all better start recognizing Miles. For what
signs,
was going on.
Whoa.
Straight to the church and became a youth pastor. Come on.
Yeah, what if I wanted to join
come
the
Come on up
the,
here
and
let me pray for you. Okay. I'm not saying that, but it's a different thing if you are still in hiding or confused, as Miles said.
Look, yeah, stop playing along to the script
well,
here.
Well, you know.
Adding in stuff.
They didn't
you need
add
to cut
that
him
part
a
of
chat.
The script to the show. Miles and his preaching with the little kid. That's
Mona.
Too much.
Anyways.
That's
Shonda,
another
Shonda
movie.
Rhimes. Anybody that want to put me on, I'm down.
Wow.
Shonda
wow.
Rhimes.
Wow.
Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Mona, what up?
Shonda Mona,
whoever.
Let's get
put them in the same category.
Holla at your boy.
She's like, all right. Oh, it's cool, though. I'm a man, you're a man, so we're all good.
Wait, who was?
Amber
man?
And Miles.
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
She's like, I'm a man, you're a man,
yo,
so
it's all good.
It's all good. You know?
And by the way, just for the record, so we ain't out here saying, we don't, that ain't all this
we don't
is
know.
A
that's a legend.
Just talking,
it's a legend.
We don't
know what's going
on. I mean, sometimes we just be talking and be like, oh, cameras.
And
like,
it goes
don't
somewhere.
Come for me on my Twitter. It's allegedly.
You gonna call me anyway. It's allegedly.
Ain't no one
come for you. Not on Twitter.
Y'all know better.
In comments, though.
I'm at the people who've been watching you for 4 seasons be like, that black guy at the end,
like
the one
who
other than Jesse.
Like, you don't know who
it's because they don't want to spell Stefan.
It's hard. Because they don't, I mean, there's a million ways it could be spelled, so maybe they just don't want to mess it up. Yeah. Just call him Fire.
Anyways, so Miles, Amber tells Miles that she told Zoe because she's protected in case Zoe hears this on the outside. He kind of looked at it like it was a little bullshit, but then he said he understood it. I understood it.
I wonder why they didn't do it together immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Set her down.
Well, Amber needs to collect herself, but I also kind of feel like Amber did it a little bit out of spite. Like, you're not going to have that moment with her. Boom. That's fine. I forgive you.
Let her have it.
I forgive you. Yeah, you kind of have to let her have it.
Where's dad at? He's
I care so much about this subject matter. So
he's with his husband.
He's with
your
his
stepmother
man.
Is with her
he's
new
your
girlfriend.
Stepdaddy.
I care so much about this that I wrote down Miles, Amber, Zoe, and that's all the notes.
So you're not even going to speak on that?
No.
But so shout out, let's pretend the situation's real. Shout out to Amber for, if this was a legit situation, for coming to terms and, you know,
and being a good friend.
Understanding the position that Miles was.
And protecting her little girl.
And protecting her daughter.
To, you know, do what she can.
She was a good friend.
Yeah. And shout out to Miles for saying that he's still getting happy with himself.
If it was real, if it was like a legit situation.
I just can't give a shout out to Miles.
Like, let's pretend it was, you
treat
said
it like
Mac.
It's real.
Like,
whatever.
The only shout out I could give him was when he got punched in the face. But I didn't see a bruise, so I don't actually believe he got
into a fist fight.
Well,
there is a thing called makeup. So,
and it's his nephew. The kid might have not been able to bruise him.
So.
He said we
bitch,
got
his cousin might have been like, you gay. I knew that. And he's like, he hit me. I just walked in, he slapped me.
He slapped the shit out of me. Whatever. Good luck, Miles.
So she forgives him. It's okay. They move on from.
Yay.
Thank God.
Dang, you gotta tear it up and throw it across the
that's
room.
That's how I feel that's about Miles. All right. Thank you, Miles.
All right.
Goodbye.
So for kids only, we had Fizz shopping at a damn 70% thrift store and damn Bananas.
It's for designer clothes and it's
was it?
On Fairfax.
Oh, you looked it up.
But it's discounted designer clothes.
So it's like shopping at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, basically.
Just not
TJ Just Maxx. For kids. But you also get brands from abroad that you don't get, like, normally in regular stores.
I mean, Fairfax usually has some really good stuff.
Some
you can
cute
find,
district.
Come
it
up
just
on
looks
some.
Really raggedy.
It, no, the outside look, but...
Yeah.
But you know, you be feeling like you really the one, like, eh, nobody's gonna have this.
Yeah.
I'm shopping on Melrose. Bitch ain't finna have this. Ain't finna have this. I'm going to Vegas. Let me hit Melrose because...
I mean, I feel it, bitch. You know what I mean? I can't do that. What's the one that they be having out here, though, that out the closet thing? That it smells like mothballs.
Well, you know, that's like a Goodwill.
It is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's essentially a Goodwill.
Thrifty
situation. Yeah, like any place that sells clothes that sell like mothballs and they give HIV tests, like I'm just questioning. It's like out here they have places that like serve Chinese food and Spanish foods with
and donuts.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And I'm just like, who working here to cook all that?
Well, it's because the donuts, you know, the salty MSG Chinese food is offset with the sweet donuts and it's a great combination.
For cancer in your stomach.
Yeah. Sixth Street and what is it? Over in Echo Park, they got the Asian donut spot that has the bomb ass tuna fish sandwiches.
Ew.
Okay. I thought it was going to be a roller coaster. You have that dark, deep voice, like, ooh, what you about to
say?
Because I'm hungry. And then you talk about some damn tuna fish on the corner.
Tuna fish sandwiches at an Asian donut spot.
Disgusting. And the other thing before we wrap on and continue with this amazing episode. I have an issue with people who purchase tuna fish sandwiches and grilled cheese at restaurants.
Well, look, I mean, I get a tuna melt.
I just had a tuna melt
at like Ruby's.
Yeah, y'all can make that for like 80 cents at home.
No, but like, no, for real, like at Ruby's.
You make a cheeseburger.
Really,
what you talking about?
You can make anything.
You make whatever you want.
Yeah, tuna come out a damn can.
No. No. Some places
they season
really
it better than
it
us
really
sometimes.
Well. Like
I'm telling you. Echo Park.
You come to my
Asian
house again, we gonna go
shop,
to the grill down around the corner and you would
eat like
tuna.
I ain't ordering a tuna. I'm gonna look at that menu and be like, guess what I'm not ordering from here.
I'm gonna order
could
a
I get
tuna
the
melt.
Steak?
I'm going to order tuna melts and be like, Jesse, you taste this.
I just
this
had a tuna melt.
I love
for
tuna
real
melt.
For dinner.
I just wouldn't get it out of like the backyard of a donut shop. Like that doesn't sound right.
I mean, she don't even really speak English.
But I feel it because New York beef patties and milk from from like the random ass dirty bodegas. All right, but speaking of tuna fish, Fizz was telling Monice about all the tuna fish that he been testing out lately.
He's testing them.
And so he tells her that he's been messing with Nikki. And
that's her real full legal name. That's
Monique.
we just heard
Monica. Whatever her name is.
And then he also asked Monique if she'll be featured in his new music video.
And she was like, "Oh my god, I'm in love with you again. You want me to be in your video? I'm in love with you again."
Well.
So keep it real.
As actors and actresses, have you guys ever been put in a situation? You know what I mean, Stefan? We see you on these, big commercials. Are you ever, working with these actresses and in the middle of your scenes, you just realize, wow, maybe this is the girl.
Like, the fire is hot.
I mean, I want to answer this question positively, but they usually cast, the worst women to be my wife. They're wonderful souls.
Like, I just let them suck my dick and then I'm over. Next commercial.
They made some tuna fish.
What's next?
That's why I got many commercials.
I only do Red Lobster commercials because they got the finest pussy in Red Lobster commercials. I don't fuck with McDonald's or Capital One. Grimy ass pussy.
This is all not true for everybody out there.
Because he'll fuck with all of them.
No, it's not true. He's never been in a Red Lobster video.
it was Olive Garden.
But here's where I got an issue with Monice. Can I get back to Monice?
Forgot we're doing the show.
As soon as Fizz said that he has been, smashing a batter chick, and he got his own video, he popping again, got a song coming out.
It's just emotions.
Now she's back in love with him.
I'm caught up in the sorrow.
She's like, hell no, ain't no funny body. We lost take in the sorrow, my baby daddy before I take him back. So she was like,
if you don't come back,
let me go and get that old thing back.
Y'all feel what
don't
I'm saying?
You know?
Let me go get that old thing back.
Ain't nobody left to kiss you.
I can't miss it.
I feel you.
Can you feel
ain't
me?
Nobody left to hold me tight.
We ain't talking to y'all.
We over here, I actually got a baby daddy. I'm just kidding. I know.
I was like, yo, this tea is all over the table.
She ain't no baby daddy.
What?
You ain't got no baby daddy. She ain't got no baby daddy.
That's just my baby daddy.
No baby daddy. No baby daddy. She ain't got no baby daddy.
Oh, no.
I'm not drinking liquor
either.
That was
ignorant. So, yes, she had some emotions.
Well, the emotions got sparked by his successes.
Well, congratulations. You finally got a damn job. Yes, you turned me on now.
Whoa. I don't think it's only because of his success. I think it's what she said. And shout out to Monice because I feel like...
She's being honest.
I feel like out of everyone on this show, this bitch has damn thrown all her shit
on the street.
And she's like picking it up one at a time and just reading it through and making sure, look, you know what? I've done shown myself on TV. I'm not going to carry that with me no more. All right, I'll carry this one because, I feel like she's looking at her receipts and she's owning up to what she needs to do. And she sat in here and said, the thing is, I've always wanted a husband and I've wanted a wife and I want a child. Hence, look at her going after Rich.
Gross.
She wants a daddy. She wants someone who's going to be that manly type of figure. Now, clearly, you know what I mean? If you looking for damn salmon in a tuna can, you ain't going to find it.
You got to get off this tuna can shit.
You planted the seeds in my head.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, he's being more of a daddy, showing a lot of responsibility. He's got a little album coming. He's making a little bit of money. Of course he's going to look a lot more attractive.
But she was going at him last season, too.
Yeah,
kind of.
And in the end...
She wanted that extra room.
To make it about the money and him, working, it's not that. It's the idea that he's grown up and
mature.
So has she. Because she said they were falling in love and together at 21. Ain't nobody... Like, you ain't grown, for
that's
real.
True.
So
you don't know nothing.
They both started to grow up, and now they're more attracted. Well, somewhat.
It was more so just... The ping ping and the pom pom, and that was all it was.
He grew up,
and he got him a little brand, good lotion,
sparkly tooth.
Can we talk about the good lotion?
Before we get to good lotion, Monice goes and talks to Tierra, and
in their fake
where
boutique.
Were y'all shopping?
They were shopping in Mona's
living room where they put up some white curtains and at some the, racks.
That was the downtown loft they rented for
they
the.
They didn't have a mirror.
You know what I'm saying? They rented that for the upstairs was for the shop and downstairs was for the
fashion show.
For the fashion
show. There you go. That's what that was.
Moniece tells Tierra that she has feelings for Fizz. Tierra wants a revenge plot for Hazel and Nikki, and then we get to the good Fizz.
The good Fizz.
Good Fizz
lotion.
Y'all was feeling Fizz last season, too.
I'm still feeling Fizz. I mean, I've been feeling Fizz since Bump 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 B2K.
Since he was the first one with the man bun.
Sure was. Bitch, I would have taken every one of damn B2K. Razz B was my flavor.
I liked Razz B.
I didn't like Razz B.
I didn't like Omarion at the very beginning.
I wasn't a fan of Omarion.
Omarion had to grow on me, like, you know, drinking decaf. Like, you can't just jump into decaf.
And what was the other one, little one?
Lil Fizz, my husband,
yes. J-Bug.
Your husband what was J-Bug.
He cute and still fine as ever on his Instagram.
They still have Instagram.
J-Bug is the only one that's probably like,
I'm chilling. I'm good.
I put all my money in
he
a savings account.
He saved his money.
It's in a CD.
He's like, I don't need to do that shit.
I don't need to do this CD.
I invested in the market. I'm good.
Boom. So
I've got some property.
I just let y'all have y'all B2K moment.
Sorry, thanks. So Moniece is, you know, so you guys like the Good Lotion song?
I like the song. I definitely would download that, but you know, I didn't like the video. I was thinking it was going to be a little bit more sexier.
Like a Bath and Body Works.
She's over
commercial.
Here holding it like, and here we have Good Lotion. It's on sale for $5.99. Does anyone want it?
I don't know. Some of those things, you got to see how it all...
Yeah, how all it comes out in the end.
How it's going to come out any kind of way.
Because the editors be trying to shade the fuck out of them, too. Because her music video was cute. We saw her music video.
It was cute.
Hers was cute.
Yeah.
Now, with Fizz's, it's like...
Fizz had a fuzzy backpack on.
Yeah. The song is
the
song
Mr.
was
Snuggles
nice,
backpack. Like Fizz, stop it.
10-year-old has that girl.
So the song was cool. Moniece then asked Fizz if he ever thinks about her in the relationship light, and like, Fizz was basically like,
"The way I think."
Fizz couldn't eat his bottom lip anymore. He was
that
like,
was so
wait,
awkward.
Wait.
Shout out to Moniece though. That takes some courage to just sit there. You didn't even do it. Like, she didn't do it over the phone. She didn't send no text message. She didn't send no email. She just in front of everybody like, yo, so I'm really still feeling you and I want to make a family. And he was like,
But also shout out to Moniece, to her foundation. You need to hit up Shonda and give her some. You had this a whole season to learn what kind of foundation.
Yeah,
don't
looks
Moses when you cry.
Right.
So let Shonda know what that is.
But my thing is, I feel like Fizz was like, you know, I got me a big booty bitch right now. I don't
sorta,
need you
sorta,
anymore.
Sorta.
I'm sorry, but... you know, I want my appetizers.
He remembered the crazy
These
though, because they had some real crazy stuff.
They for everybody.
I feel like
you
he's
don't
putting,
really have.
He's
Nikki.
Putting Miss Nikki up there.
But like, can you really picture?
I
don't know.
I think it's because he knew Moniece. Whatever he went through with Moniece was some serious.
Yeah,
bullshit.
He don't
that was
go
some
that
crazy
again.
Shit, and he is like, never again. I don't care if I'm without a big booty hoe. I'll be on what is it, Pornhub with Ray J before I go back to Moniece.
And honestly, I think he legit. I don't even think Cam actually comes into play fully. As far as him wanting to reconnect with Moniece, I think he really does care about her as a human being and looks at her like she's fucking crazy.
She needs
and
help.
She needs someone to actually stay by her side as a, like, you know, that
rock.
And
we
that,
can't
that
do that
rock.
If we romantically involved.
Yeah, because then he's
going to
get aggravated and fight. But they have a good friendship right here. And maybe it'll grow to something.
And obviously, Richie D was, you know, messing up because... females, when they, you know, getting messed up with the relationship, they run over to the old flame. And that's what happened.
I think she's just impatient, though, because she and Richie D been together for like a half a month, and she's talking about, he ain't gave me no ring yet, girl.
She's tripping a lot, but we ain't even going there yet till the predictions. But she talking about, you know, I can't help but think, what if? You know, I can't stand that about chicks talking about, I can't help but think, what
you
if?
You can't stand that about chicks?
I can't. You had a good dude. You didn't see it through. You quit on it. She said she left the relationship, if y'all listen. So now
she's
talking
probably
about...
probably in jail. I'm just saying, like, that might not
now
have
she talking about what if.
Her choice.
Girls be on some funny business talking about what if. What if
be
is...
on, dudes be on
funny because yeah, come talking on. About what if.
Girls
yo,
what, the what if.
Right. Yo, what if you let me, what if you let me smash and we ain't gonna have no episode. Feelings?
He was like, what if I never let you out the house? What if I locked you from the inside?
Ray J wrote a whole fucking song.
What if I really wanted to impregnate you and make you my motherfucking baby?
Yo, what if you never went to Drake's house that night?
What if I never gave you that car?
We wouldn't even be broke up.
We wouldn't be broke up.
You know what I mean? What if you never went to Tierra? Princess be like, well, what if you never fucked Tierra? He said, babe, we ain't even talking about that.
What
if
I
never
got life?
That was only 5% of the time.
That was only 5%.
That was like 5%. The other 95, I was with you.
Right, yeah, anyway. I respect you. Actually, I respect your 5%.
What happened to the 5% between the 90 and the 5%?
No, we don't know. I don't know. That was mathematical.
That's miscellaneous. You know what I'm saying? That's like on the road. That's like,
look,
you know,
that's like the real wild
that
shit.
Don't happen.
He used to be a bookkeeper.
That's when he's at the bunny ranch.
Right.
We don't have no.
Those don't count.
Like,
and we seen what happened tomorrow. Mm-mm, nobody.
Those don't count.
All right. So Nikki visits the set.
She was like,
oh.
And did you like
I didn't. You know, I didn't even like the fact that Nikki showed up. I thought it was a little shady.
Well, come on. She went and got the paycheck.
She was trying to support.
Mono.
Yeah, trying to support. I'm like, if you didn't want to be in my video.
If you wanted support,
text me later and ask me how to go.
On if you wanted support. This bitch is nipples.
She didn't need no bra.
Bitch, them
balloons is tight.
They don't move. The saline is filled to capacity.
There ain't no saline the max. Up in there. I think it's straight plastic. Firm. She's just straight shot.
To like, the max.
What you calling them?
I just want to know why Monice is there and I'm not. So I'm going to show up and I'm going to show out. You know, because I really love when eyes get me some good lotion. So...
I don't even think she about the good lotion.
No, she ain't about
she just
she
like
about
being
the
on the scene.
She about I need some sort of plot line.
She has no plot line this season at all. Molly Mall's gone.
So
she
just
none.
Floating she in between everybody else.
Molly is out here doing real things and he ain't got time.
She should have asked for
I do appreciate.
I'm not a fan of bodysuits. I just want to say that before you move on.
What's wrong okay. with
I thought she looked cute. Cause even though it's trashy as hell.
I think pulling. I think it's pulling through
the ass was doing the most.
She needed a full booty coverage. She has a lot of ass.
I'm thinking about what's going on.
I mean, but you like a thong?
Sort of.
Okay.
I like a woman to go commando.
I mean, I appreciate that. I think it's better than going on a thong.
I'm just saying. Shout out to all them out there.
She was like, you sure you know what you leaving? Because I'm standing right here. So are you sure you going to be with her?
But then she had that whole story like, talking about... If I need to step aside because they need to make a family, then I could do that.
But
no, you can't.
On this show, I appreciate them saying that. On this show, I appreciate anyone acknowledging that.
But wouldn't that be a good storyline? Hey, she's going to break up the family.
Thank you.
I got something.
No, that would be a better storyline because for Nikki to be like, you know what? I'm going to let y'all come together on this. And Nikki is the one that brings them together.
Jesse, that is not love and hip hop.
That is real
that's
love.
That's eHarmony or something.
That is real love and hip hop.
No. That's eHarmony.
Which we
that's
know is not the case.
All right, well, let's get into it. The motherfucking fashion show.
It's lit.
It's the motherfucking fashion show.
So, you know, Hazel was prepped, ready. She done set up all 15 chairs in the audience. And she was like, bitch.
They got gift bags.
I've done my job.
She's like, I made sure all the models are wearing their underwear.
Yes, they are. Oh, shit. What is this?
She said, I made sure all these female models are wearing their underwear.
And then Tierra Marie.
And Princess's girls have their wraps.
What did they have on?
And I made sure all the paid extras were in the second and third row.
Third row.
Hi.
I did my
and
job.
Yes, our guest of the evening, Samaire Reese, she is here. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
One guest.
She is here.
And then we had the basketball wife as well.
Who?
Whoever you know, the basketball wife who made it.
Who knows? They all the same.
Which...
It wasn't even a good one.
She was. I called her a coach on the season because I forgot about. Literally, the reunion came and we were like, "Where's Patty?" I was like, "Who the fuck
Patty?
Is Patty?"
Oh, she was on this season.
Yeah,
because wow. She had the adopted son and like the
she
whole
had, like,
family
12 kids,
and 12 kids.
And he cheated
oh,
on her a
that
bunch
now.
Of times.
Okay.
Poor
she
Patty. Was, but she like, wasn't even in the front he, watching. She was in the back.
She was like, "You leaving?" But why?
But why?
So I can leave now too.
I gotta
do
go.
Do I get my check?
They fucked up. They got me.
Do I have to wait?
Where do I fill out my W-2?
It's like doing W-2? Audience work where you have to like go down the block to the left and meet up with somebody.
Right.
They'll pay you $10.
Sign your check. Shh, get your envelope.
They're still filming. They're still filming. We just
so Hazel, as she's prepping the audience, and whatnot, she gets a text that it's Tierra saying that she's going to crash the event.
First of all, I'm mad. You don't warn someone when you're about to crash their event. That's just
That's truth.
That's stupid.
That's real talk.
I kind of wonder Tierra said. I wonder if Tierra's like, look, punk ass bitch, I'm coming there. If I see your face, I'm going to fuck your nose up. You thought your nose was fucked up in Dubai? Nah, bitch. Wait till you see me. Floyd Mayweather in this bitch.
She probably just said, I'm going to tell the truth about your nose job.
Oh.
She was like, let me skedaddle.
No,
me get
that's what
here.
Twitter, Shade Room, and Ustream are for.
Oh.
So.
She just wanted to show her jackets.
Bitch, all I know is, Hazel, as much as like I want to root for you in so many situations.
Why you leave?
Because even as I sat last week and let it like marinate in me, I didn't really like Hazel's whole thing with Tierra.
No.
I thought it was just looking classless. At it afterwards, it's just like, Hazel, like, be bigger than that. Like, now you're just playing in the same fucking thing. But this week, Hazel,
surprise,
you done made a big stink that she was quitting loving hip hop, yada yada yada. Like, come out and say what the tea is then. Because I'm just looking at this like, you a punk. Because as soon as Tierra gonna sit and talk about, oh, she gonna come ruin your fucking show, how is she gonna ruin your show? Is this Carrie? Is she gonna drop pig's blood on something?
That's like, not stupid. Like, if she called,
she
let
laugh
you
at me.
Know
they're
she
all
gonna
laugh at
me.
You.
Call security. Do you not have security?
To say,
if you see that bitch drive up, go ahead and turn that car around.
They came in through the back door easy. Like
it looked
nothing.
Like Chirac when the movie comes out. Y'all gotta watch it because they do something very similar to that.
She's like, I'm calling up my cousin.
Which is probably where Mona got the idea.
Getting all through there.
But then Hazel had like a whole entourage of people walking out with her, and one was large. Like, why couldn't they
I think
just
they
stop
were like
her?
One was like her stylist and like things like that.
She knows about that life. That's
I got zero respect for Hazel for putting this whole thing together, not seeing it through.
Boom. So then fucking Paul Revere done seen Hazel leave and felt like he needed to run and tell everyone. He was like,
Princess!
Warning!
Hazel left!
Oh my God!
Can you believe it, girl? How we
Yo,
gonna do a
Nikki,
show now?
Tierra left! Can you, Lord, I mean, Hazel left! Can you believe it, girl? That's, I just can't, but that's fine, because you know what I mean? We got clothes and people
we're
are in the clothes.
Anyway.
We don't do it anyway.
Listen, I think Moulin Rouge.
When will
Moulin Rouge.
Y'all stupid. Moulin is just being smart. If he befriends some of these girls to make sure he can be. He trying to be on.
No, he's Hazel's friend initially.
He trying to be whoever's friend that's going to be on the season.
He's like, oh, I might be able to be friends with Ray J.
Right.
Princess.
He got to say, because he can't get any camera time with any of the guys. So you have to become friends of the girls in order to maybe offset some camera time with the guys.
It's real talk.
Wow.
He's smart.
This is what you got to do.
All right.
And Dan Miles.
So,
you heard me. I said it.
We get Monice letting the Tierra and the girls come in. It's about to be a hoedown. And I gotta say, we saw who went first.
I don't remember.
Milan, I think,
was,
went first, right?
I thought it was Princess.
Oh, Princess
I'm
with
sure
the dresses.
Was bathing suit.
So
yes,
what her
dresses
are.
They were bathing suits.
Really?
Yes.
She's got a swimsuit.
Bathing suits and cover ups.
I thought that was a dress.
Except whatever that white one was, and then she said she sewed it herself. At first, I was like, oh, that's impressive because she had some beaded items that's hand sewn. That's deep. But
it
then
like
the white
runway.
Thing didn't,
it's like she wanted to fit the boob.
It
didn't
fit.
She's like, I'm going to fit
it
half of it.
Wrong.
They have a lot of time, though.
I thought Nikki's looked dope.
Nikki's was the most polished and finished.
I didn't like it.
Really?
It looked cheap.
I couldn't tell whose was what.
Look at what
they all
look cheap.
And it was like
we got pink underwear.
You know that little. She had copyrighted the Moschino look.
I mean, oh yeah. And then Tierra copyrighted the Balmain. Like, let's wear a tuxedo dress.
Oh really? Because I was looking at that. Looked like damn. Destiny's Child live in Atlanta.
I mean,
Beyonce,
well, that's
like,
the point. That's what it
Tina
went
Knowles
to.
From back in the 2001 days.
But in terms of
Survivor
the blazer
tour.
Dress, that's what she was doing. They were all biting off. And then it looks like Milan went and just bought some drawers and put a print on it.
An Egyptian print. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just put it out and just write something on. What's it going
to
be?
Like, and then
be
he decided
buzz.
That he made like
and then
a,
just cut them like a percentage.
Buzz butts.
He was so
buzz
proud.
Butts.
He was proud, especially was so that proud. Last look with the bra top.
He was like,
he saw all of his looks down the room. He was like,
Yes, honey.
That's
yes.
me.
I did that.
That is me.
I painted those on
cut
the
check.
I dyed those.
Hey, again.
I wrote my name on
I
those.
Measured those.
And I stuck that him. Sock perfect.
Again, yeah. he was being very
His
smart.
Was huge.
Yeah, the first being one was very smart. Like a game Friday. Yes. All right, so as that happens, everyone finishes the runway. And then all of a sudden, Tierra and her girls, they walk in like, bam, motherfucker.
Long hill, red bottoms. Long hill,
red bottoms.
Long hill, red
bottoms. Tierra walked in with them girls.
305.
Step in your step in your long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom.
All right, so Miss Tierra comes in with the models and ambushes in her polyester.
All of them, like, I'm making an entrance,
She said, bitch, I am here.
I am here.
I'm coming out the motherfucking...
Let them know.
But Tierra worked the runway way better than any of the models that walked on that runway.
Okay. I will give her that.
Needed to take a lesson.
Tierra
she
worked it.
Yes.
She worked it.
She was like...
She made the event. She made the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She looked boss. Yeah. Which is what you need to look.
But then she ruined it when she started fighting at the end.
But you can't help
you look like a tacky teenager. Still trying,
she
still bullshit.
She
no.
tried to maintain maturity.
No, she didn't.
But Princess was jab. You can't just.
No. She shouldn't have put herself on the mic. If she was real boss, she would have walked the runway and walked the fuck right
true.
Out.
Yeah, oh, no, exactly. And just left out.
That's true.
Peace out, bitches.
Drop the mic.
Gets back in your motherfucking damn Uber.
Like, this ain't about no drama. I'm going to show my shit and I'm out.
And I'm out.
Now, then they have a fucking sit down meeting. You know, the damn mob wives
come to Jesus meeting. I don't like when they put Jesus in it. Like, Jesus ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
It
right
ain't. When the last time y'all even had a conversation with Jesus?
Right. Hey.
Matter of fact,
when's the last time you seen Jesus? And I ain't talking about Comedy Central Black Jesus.
Oh.
All right, so they sit down and they get into this whole argument between, well, Princess and Tierra seem to kind of be like, all right, look, I'm over the bullshit. But then Monique steps in.
With no shoes
on. I don't
on.
Like
Did
you,
Did anyone
bitch.
Know that she was barefoot? She Nobody. Came ready.
But she also came ready because of her attitude. Yes. Monique was in her...
She had her glasses
Let
on.
Let me ask you a question.
No contact.
Let me ask you a question.
Sociopath.
I was directing the question to you.
Sociopath.
Here's my thing. If I was to bring my friend over, when
my
anyone speaks like
nemesis.
This and doesn't move
my
their
arch.
Head, arch nemesis, and when I start speaking like this, just know that, get over here!
I love that the bodyguards, though, were ready, because when they dragged her off, they have her, like, straight jacket dragged off. They had two dudes, one arm each. They had
because they know she's crazy.
Back. Like, no free hands, bitch.
They
you
know she's crazy.
Well, Princess threw a motherfucking drink in her face, and on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now,
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I don't like that Princess said, we all in the same industry.
I'm not a porn star.
Like, we in fashion.
are in fashion.
Oh my god!
They did a whole show. She handmade.
I did a fashion show.
Stuff.
I did a fashion show. I don't
Dude,
even know anything about it.
You guys, if you join Love and Hip Hop,
right now
you become Barbie. It's like whatever you wake up and dress as, that's what you are. Nikki gonna come in next week, and be like, I'm an orthopedic surgeon.
I just got a degree.
I just couldn't deal with the strip club life anymore. I just really wanted to be smart. You know?
Why is this choking me out?
All right. So next week we get Monice and Rich talking about I want ring sizing. Then all of a sudden Nikki tells Rich about Fizz and Monice. Monice, and Rich gonna go in on Monice.
As he should.
Boom. And then we're gonna get Monice going in on motherfucking
Nikki.
This bitch said, ladies, leave your man at home, cause I'ma jump this bitch and smash your bone, 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 bone,
bone, bone.
Jump out the couch.
Can I give a prediction though? I'm gonna stretch one. Nikki's storyline, who's starving for a storyline, and Rich, who also will not have one after they break up, him and Monice. Rich and Nikki.
No, Rich going back to New York.
Rich is going back to New York.
They're about to start.
Rich and Nikki.
Well, you know, that's over. Now I'm back in New York.
Back in New York. And Nikki's going to happen to visit, and they're going to open a strip club together.
Rich and Nikki. Nikki might cross over to New York. She's got the
money. She'll go to New York and open a strip club.
She's got the money.
Because she knows how to do that shit.
No, you know who I could picture Nikki with? What's the damn mole rat looking guy from?
Mole rat.
He looked like Molly Mall, kind of.
Oh, ew.
Diamond Strawberry.
Oh, dude. What's his name?
He ain't got no money, though.
Yeah, he don't have enough money for that.
He ain't got no money for that.
What is his name?
Damn, begin with an S, I feel
he
like.
He looks like a turtle.
Cisco.
Yeah. Dun, 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 baby, we buck.
But.
Cisco like the brown skins, though.
He might like them all.
They could work, though.
Right, Nikki just got a fat butt. Yeah. Anyone put their dick in there? Ray J and Princess going house shopping.
House shopping.
She's like, you got this house for us? After you got me the white flowers?
Wow. He'll be like, yeah, I did. No, actually, I own this. This is where I kept my other hoes.
And just for the record, white flowers do not mean friendship.
I redecorate.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they
yellow
do.
Flowers are friendship.
Mm,
yellow.
Really? What's white?
White is like, I don't know. It's something else.
What is it? You can say whatever you want. It's not marriage, though. No, because we used to get them in high school, and it like they all mean something.
It means something, but not friendship. Yeah.
Maybe friendship is yellow, though.
She was like, actually, yeah. These are friendships.
Well, either way, it means you ain't getting none.
Sorry, not sorry. Peace out.
You ain't getting none.
Does she get a pass, though? Can she go ahead and let Drake knock it down since...
She should.
She needs to.
She might as well, right?
She'll be winning.
She knows she's going to get back with Ray J
anyway.
That's
why she went and saw her family. She was at Drake's house, and he was like, girl, you don't need this.
She was in Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
I
think what you need to do
Houston,
is
Houston, Atlanta,
like,
Vegas.
No, but here's the thing, girl. Like, I can't even fuck
you
right
now. But I could be here with you.
No, I can't even make love to you right now, because the thing is, it's like,
would you let
don't
me
do
out
Ray
the house?
Like that.
I got to do Ray like that. He wouldn't let me out the house.
You got to go down and fix things with your father, and then I need you to fix it with Ray.
Okay.
All right, baby?
Call me daddy.
You know.
That's how it goes.
Okay, daddy.
Call me daddy.
By fix things, I mean call me good, Rhonda. You good, princess?
Well, all right. So before we wrap up, again, I just got to tell you guys, if whatever your favorite reality TV show is, make sure you guys check out our sister site, blackhollywoodlive.com. We have a reality show called Reality Check, where we cover all of your favorite TV shows. Courtney hosts a fashion show called Fashion 411, where I'm sure they'll be covering this week's hot fashion from Milan, Nikki. And who is the other one?
All day,
and Princess
every day.
Baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can check out more content. If you love AfterBuzz, you're going to love Black Hollywood Live. Original content. Check us out. All right. On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up everywhere at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep up with me everywhere at social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
At your girl Trine.
At I Am More Fire.
And that's all. We done. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.